Aaron Coppinter on the drive with attitude.
So what should your attitude be towards safety? It should be paramount. We should be looking out for each other, wearing our masks, sanitizing often, being careful, avoiding large irresponsible gatherings. However, the good news is that the time during which we can get together with live music is upon us. We have that privilege, but we've got to manage it responsibly. Fortunately, there are venue owners who are taking it upon themselves to make it safe for us as the fans to get together with musos. One of those is on the line, and one of the musos is on the line. We're going to keep the second one for a surprise. First up, let's welcome Ian Mitchell from the Music Kitchen in Kobega, Port Elizabeth. Ian, welcome to The Drive. You guys have been having some great shows lately, haven't you?
Yeah, thanks, Rochelle and Roland. It's been a tough 18 months, to say the least. You know, we closed our doors for 10 months of that 18 months, and we turned the Music Kitchen into a furniture factory to try and keep our staff fed and watered.
Yep.
But we're back to business. It's been tough, you know, obviously with all the restrictions and regulations and that, and, you know, that's front of mind for us, and we're making sure that we can create a live music experience, but sticking to the rules, you know. So, you know, obviously our numbers are restricted. All the COVID protocols are being followed. You know, we take everyone's temperature on arrival. Patrons need to wear masks on arrival. We've got records of every single patron that has visited us since the pandemic has hit. So if there's any tracing and that needs to be done, you know, we've got all the information. Touch wood, so far so good. And, we've had a couple of wonderful shows, you know, obviously with much smaller crowds. But, you know, that doesn't detract from the type of shows and the quality of shows that we've had on our stage, which is great to be back at business, huh?
Yeah, we've actually seen some incredible acts come through town, which has been in just a real revival of energy for those of us who absolutely love live music. How has the experience been? How's it been to watch people going back to seeing live musos on stage?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, from you know, looking at the musicians, it was so weird to see the musicians get on stage and being so vulnerable. You know, these guys are so used to performing in front of crowds on a regular basis. And obviously, being off stage for such a long time, you know, a lot of them, when they came back, you know, it was like, yeah, I'm so nervous and I feel so vulnerable. And, you know, that just shows you the reality of what this pandemic has done. And, you know, the humbleness of the musicians and you know, it's so nice to see them in that vulnerable state, because often that's when the creativity absolutely just flourishes, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, we saw that recently. We spoke to Wendy Oldfield. We've spoken to various people about what the pandemic has done for them, and many have drawn back into that creative space and written new material. And I mean, I've heard of Ross from Prime Circle has been doing some incredible writing. The guys from New Hero wrote some amazing stuff out of this deep experience.
Even,
you know,
about the pandemic.
Yeah, so it's really great.
I think it's only the start of what's to come. I think there's going to be some fantastic material. And, you know, I keep saying this, you know, South Africa mustn't shy away from the talent that we've got in this country. We've got musicians in this country that can perform on any stage in the world. And I say this hand on heart, any stage in the world. And one of the bands that I'm talking about are actually performing at the Music Kitchen next week. And
don't steal our thunder,
Ian, do not steal our thunder.
we were just about to reveal the big surprise. What are you doing?
I won't steal thunder, but...
Okay.
You know, I just want patrons and the music lovers to feel comfortable and you know, attending our venue.
Yeah.
We are being responsible. You know, our customers are front of mind, and obviously we want to look after the musicians as well. And we thank you guys at Algoa for the work that you guys have done supporting local artists and national artists. You know, you guys did a fantastic job promoting local musicians' streams during lockdown. It's been a very, very tough time for these guys. You know, they rely on shows and selling merchandise at shows to put food on their plates.
Quite
you know?
Literally.
And that's been taken away from them. And, you know, it's going to be a slow and long, tedious process. process getting back to where we were prior to COVID.
Well, thanks to you guys at the Music Kitchen and to other venues that are doing this kind of thing and taking all these extra precautions and cost and effort and everything to bring us in contact, but not too closely, with all these musos. Now, the musos that you're talking about that are coming to Algoa Country next week, Tuesday and now Wednesday, are an eclectic band of dudes. They've been compared to South Africa's answer to Mumford and Sons, but it kind of feels almost better. We've actually had them live in studio. Playing everything from a violin to a suitcase all over the place. They're incredible, they're energetic, they're funny, and they are super talented. And Michael, one of the members of the band, is on the line right now. Michael from Georgetown, are you excited to come to the Club Clubs? That's Tabeja.
I don't have words. I mean, we haven't toured in 2 years. We've had two tours cancelled, and we said we had the second one cancelled during the second wave, and now the third wave's here. And we said we are going to tour. If we have to busk in front of Pick and Pay, we'll do it. But we need to get on the road and get on stage again. So we are super amped.
He's definitely super amped. And what can we expect from Georgetown?
Look, like you guys said, we had some time to write some new music. We were listening to some of the songs, playing through them the other day, and we realized it's a bunch of depressing songs.
It's a depressing time.
We wrote a new song called The Good Luck Song. It's based on the Afrikaans saying, "Die wiel draai, nou is jy onder en dan is jy weer onder."
Amen.
So sure,
we're going to bring a truckload of instruments, and we've got a lot of energy to release on stage. And we're so amped to come back to the Eastern Cape and to Music Kitchen. It's such an amazing, amazing venue. And Ian is such an amazing guy running it. So,
well, this is what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that where there's been cancellations in other areas, Nelson Mandela Bay has really come on board, because your show here has not only sold, it's sold out. And so they've had to add another show. Fortunately, your show's on the 15th, the one that's sold out, which spills over into the 16th, which is a public holiday next Wednesday. And so the guys at the Music Kitchen put another show together that starts at 1:30, and the doors open from 12 on the 16th of June. I know that with it being Youth Day, you guys are going to bring your young energy to the stage. How many of you are coming? And when you say a truckload of instruments, what kind of instruments? Because it literally is a truckload. I've seen the truck.
We're five musicians. It's about probably, I haven't counted yet, but I reckon about 10 instruments: double bass, piano, suitcase, washboard, saxophone, mandolin, ukulele, accordion.
And random objects from the audience,
I expect. Yes. Leave it to you guys to do this.
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of fun on stage as well. Sure. What sort of songs, how many, you know, ratio? The ones we know and love compared to the new stuff, how much of each?
Well, it'll probably be about 70-30, I guess. We've got about 30 songs, so we mix and match up with each show to keep it fun for ourselves, you know. So we'll probably pull out some of the songs we've done 7 years ago and then throw in some of the new stuff. So
okay. Yeah,
it's big, a lucky packet.
Big fun, absolutely. Your instruments, you're a keys guy, aren't you?
Yes, keys, vocals, and accordion.
Keys, vocals, and accordion. That sounds like a great art film. Georgetown, going to be in Algoa Country next week. When are you guys getting here? On Tuesday, and then the show Tuesday night that's sold out, and then the show on Wednesday. When do you arrive?
So, yeah, we're actually leaving tomorrow morning at 5 to Olivewell North, and then going to East London. We've got two shows in East London at Buffs Club, the sports club, and then on Tuesday we'll arrive in PE.
Okay.
And from there on, we're doing 5,000 kilometers, 9 shows in 10 days.
Absolutely brilliant work ethic. And with the energy you guys expend, I expect that one will be driving and 5 will be sleeping, kind of thing. I expect that's kind of how it's going to work. But no one will be sleeping next week at the Music Kitchen. Like we said, the extra show is on the 16th. The doors open at midday. The show's on at 1:30, and it's 180 Rand per person. You can book with the Music Kitchen. Georgetown are going to be in the Clubs in Gqeberha, Port Elizabeth, next week at the Music Kitchen. Michael, we cannot wait to see you guys. Thanks so much for being on the line with us today.
Thanks, guys.
And thanks, Ian, from Music Kitchen for putting them on the stage and making the venue available for the extra day.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And we really appreciate your support. And we hope to see you there on Wednesday.
These are the guys you can listen to live right at the Music Kitchen next Wednesday. Georgetown.